Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Meister's Daf Tet Zayin, the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Gimel. Zog the Mishnah. Peir shetormon at shaloi nigmuru melachton. Her person took truma out of fruits which are not finished. Because once they're finished, he did truma, it's for sure chayav and meiser, and he can't eat arai anymore. But if it's not finished, he did meiser. What's the din then? Rabbi Lezer says, once you took a truma, the truma is kivya l'maiser, now you're obligated to do maiser as well. The chachoyim matirim, chachoyim say it's mutter, chutz mi kalkola sateinim, except the basket of figs. Because when you take truma from a basket of figs, the intention is to eat what you have in the basket, even though it's not finished. But kalkola sateinim, this case of kalkola sateinim, shetarmo, shivin matir v'chachoyim oisim. Even there, chachoyim is the one who says that a chayav and maiser. Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case, you're potter in a meiser. Someone tells his friend, take this money, I want to buy with it five figs. Lo Mary says, Mechira sale is kivel a meiser. So once he's buying this amount, he's chayavin meiser. As long as he's eating one by one, even though he purchased more, but if he's eating one by one, it's not chayavin meiser. The sale itself is not kivel a meiser. But if you put two together, it's chayav, because that's considered to be a goyer, that's considered to be a collection, a pile for the buyer. Even though the person who owns the field needs to do a much bigger pile. But here that he bought only a few, so two together is considered to be a pile to be chayav and meiser. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he didn't do a pile, if he did only one by one, it's not chayav and meiser, the sale itself is not chayav and meiser, and that's the machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda meiser beginas rodim shoyseh b'Yerushalayim. There was this rose garden in Yerushalayim, and there was teini with fig trees there, and the figs nimkoros mishalosh umearbo beisar, and they were selling for this amount of money, meaning large quantities of this figs. For the fisher ben a truah meiser marlon, they never take truah meiser because the sale itself is not kriya, and they were eating one by one, so not chayav and meiser. So he brings a story to prove his opinion. So to Gemara, manon kayomi. What's the case we talk about in the beginning of the Mishnah? In Bekalkol Shateinim Divrei HaKol Osro, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, a basket of figs, everybody agrees, once you did Trumo, it's considered to be finished and you have in Meiser. In Bezei Sira L'Shemen V'Anovi Malayayin, we're talking about that he has something which is not completely processed, because he has olives, he wants to make oil out of it. And you have grapes, he wants to make wine out of them. And now he's taking Trumo from olives on these olives are not finished. And on grapes, on these grapes are not finished. Everybody agrees that it's mutter, is not chayav in meiser. And the reason is, Reb Chaim sends us to what we learned in Maseches Trumos, that when a person does truma with something which is finished and something which is not finished, so the truma is not a truma, specifically by grapes and olives, the Rabbanan said they did a special gzeira, as we learned in Maseches Trumos, that the truma does not work. So if the truma doesn't work, of course you're not chayav in meiser. Ella kinan kayomi. The case that we talk about is betumorim dates vasid ledorsom. He didn't finish the process of the dates. He still wants to press them. Begroiger is dry figs vatid ledushim. He's still going to press them together because they're not olives and grapes. So there we learn that you're not supposed to do truma for something which is not finished or something which is not finished. But by the end, it is truma. So in that case, the truma works. Is a chavid meiser or not? A blazer holds truma tuvelis, truma makes a chavin meiser, a perishulidigwar melochtum, even though the fruits are not finished the process. From what I mean, Rabbana hold ain't truma tuvelis, truma doesn't cause tevel, doesn't cause a chavin meiser, a perishulidigwar melochtum, and fruits that are not finished the processing. Meaning, once the fruits are finished the processing, so then the truma obligates you to do meisers, that's clear. But when you did not finish the processing, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Does truma obligate you in other maestros? Continues down the Gemara and says, "Rishon ma'ushe hitful." As we learn from our Mishnah, truma makes you chayav in maestros if it's dovar shenigvar melachter. What about maestro rishon? Does maestro rishon obligate you to do maestros, meaning to do maestro sheni, if you took out maestro rishon? The same way truma is obligating you to do maestros, now you can't eat them ara until you do maestro rishon and the other maestros as well. So do we say that Maaser Rishon is Kaviyah, and now you can't eat from them, can't eat from the fruits, until they take out Maaser Sheni? So explains the Gemara of Tetzayin Amud Beis. Ma Nam Kayomi. What are we talking about? I mean, if you took out Maaser Rishon, that means you took already Truma. If you took Truma, Truma is Kaviyah. So what's the question? What's the case? Says the Gemara, Im Bekeri Shis Mareach. If you're talking about a pile of tvua which was smooth and finished, and you already took a truma, then divrei hakol asur. So really, of course, you have. Once you have in truma, you have in maestris. Once you took a truma, you have in maestris. But him the maestris shigdiu b'shibolim, and if you're talking about, they took the maestrishim before he made the pile, when there's still shibolim, when there's still ears. And you could take maestrishim in that case, even before the truma. But divrei hakol mutar, there's still no obligation because it's not finished yet. The process is not finished. So the Gemara elakinan kayomi, what we're talking about is, betumorim v'atid ledorson, begregus v'atid ledorson. The case we spoke about before, dates, he's about to press, and dry figs, he's about to put them together. So he's in the middle of the process. V'fishrein truma gdoili, took out truma gdoili, we learned in the Mishnah, that's the machlekes, is that obligated in Meisr or not? Right now, according to Rabbanon, it's not obligated in Meisr. V'nim loch la'nichon k'moshem. But then he changed his mind. He decided, I'm not going to press, I'm not going to put together these dates and these dry figs. I'm done with the melacha. According to Rav Chaim, you take away the word of Olvar and you continue on. V'frishrem rishon. And then he did ma'aser rishon. So what's the question? Gemara explains. In teimalim afreya nidbelu. If you want to tell me that now that he changed his mind, so it's considered to be that from the beginning of the process ended before he took a truma. Because once the figs were ready to go, he took a truma. Now then he had in mind that he's going to still do something with these figs. He's not finished yet. But now they change his mind retroactively, the process ended earlier. So if you say that it does work retroactively, truma she tevelis, what causes the tevel, causes you to be obligated in ma'aser, is the truma. Because you took truma after the process ended retroactively. But in tamar mikan v'lebo, but if you tell me no, it doesn't work retroactively. Once he changed his mind, now the process ended going forward, not going backwards. So the truma they took out was before the process ended. And according to Rabbanu, when you take a chum before the process ended, it's not a chayav in ma'aser. So now the discussion is, rishon hu shu toivel. Now is the suffix of the Gemara, does ma'aser rishon cause tevel or not? Because in this case, truma does not obligate to in ma'asers. Why? Because it was before the process ended. Now you finish the process, you took a ma'aser rishon, now comes the question, is that kivya, now you're obligated to take a ma'aser sheni? Or no, because the only thing that's kivya is truma once the process is finished, but not ma'aser rishon. So the Gemara defined for us what is exactly the case that we're talking about that you will have a Ma'aser Rishon and not a Truma, and the discussion will be, will the Ma'aser Rishon be Kriveha, will force you to take Ma'aser Sheni, and that's what the Gemara brings as a suffix, and the Gemara, according to this pshat, does not answer this suffix. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Ma'aser Daf Tzayin.